Just to let you know that when we're recording within Adobe Connect, I am concerned that that itself will draw the server down in terms of its speed response. And it may not be able to record voice and sound very well. But that's partly what I'm going to be testing in the next few minutes. We are doing recording of the meeting in Adobe Connect now. Testing 1 2 3. Testing testing 1 2 3. Testing testing 1 2 3. I want to do continuous sound. I want to do continuous sound. Testing 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 11 12 13. Want to do a clean test without Adobe Connect running on the same machine. Testing, testing, 1 2 3. 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 As far as I'm concerned, anybody now who wants to speak, especially if we have a couple of different speakers, that would be helpful for the tests we're just doing. While I'm still recording, I want to see if anything drops out while a normal meeting might be being held.
Hello, everyone. I can hear you.
Oh, that's great, and that's good. You're spatialized over to one side of me. It's very nice the way Second Life Voice over IP does that. You're very clear. Testing 1 2 3. So Sky, if you're there, why don't you just say a few things? If Keg and Sky could just have a little discussion for 30 seconds, that would help me because I want to see if we're clipping the end of any of the speech.
Sky, how you doing? What's the weather like where you are? Pretty sunny here too, and for some reason I can't seem to put my hand down.
Could be because you've had a mug animation. Did you have a mug animation on Keg?
I don't think so. I mean, I just had a glass of wine, but then I deleted it and my hand stayed like that.
If you delete an attached object as opposed to taking it off, detaching it, if you just delete it, the animation stays running on your avatar. So there's two ways you can do that. If you go up to the tool, I think it's tools and stop animations, that normally gets rid of it.
Well, I did a right click on myself, but I'm not finding whatever it is I need to detach.
So if you look at world and then stop all animations, see if that works for you. So the world menu and then stop all animations.
I just did that, and it looks like my hand is still in the air.
And you sat up well above the seat as well, which is to do with an animation overrider. Have you got an animation overrider on? If you turn that off and then back on, that'll also fix it, or could.
The animation override.
Next one as an animation. Now, the other way to do it though, if it's a specific animation, if you re give you put the wine glass, the thing you were using, back into your hand, just drop it on your avatar or wear it, and then click on it to detach it again.
Now in my
I
right
think
hand.
now click on the cup there and remove it. Oh yeah, you still have got a problem, haven't you?
Yeah, I did that. I clicked on it and said detach.
Try standing up and then sitting down. Yeah, it's to do with the different priorities of animation. Not all animations have the same priorities, and I think the seat itself, it probably got you stuck into an animation.
What I get for drinking on business hours, right?
Right, you see, see Ollie's white glasses of wine rather than Karma's mug there that she's got. So, because what I'm doing is recording a piece of this as if we're having a meeting. So I am keen just to get an idea of what it would be like. I can hear the typing sounds in the background. I'm hoping we can hear all of this. All of this should be being recorded. Right, in a moment, I'm going to start the video running because I want to feed that through Second Life as well. And then we're going to speak over the top of the video. Maybe a bit annoying for some of you, but it just gives me again an idea of how much we can do overlaid sounds. So, videos, for those of you that can't hear music, the rest of us will be using that overlaid with the voice that we've got.
I do have free view for your free television. I've never had that before.
The script we're using inside these screens is just a open source tool that they call FreeView. So it's an open source script that anybody can use and copy and modify, and it's very, very commonly used in Second Life. When it's not broadcasting, the FreeView texture is shown. You can put any texture you like in. We'll make that an OpenVCE texture as the default when we get everything set up. Does that explain it, Keg?
Somewhat.
Default when nothing's feeding, in other words. Because I've actually cleared the media texture. In a moment, it'll change.
Okay.
We're just starting a test movie called Netlag.